Blog Talk Radio.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We are back on October 5th? No, October 2?
You don't even know.
Well, you're right. We are back in, I don't know if it's October. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know, we're back. We are live. Welcome to another crazy edition of the Absolute Truth Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, William Moses, the King of King himself. Damn, I love myself. I am the high. And on the phone line, I have the one, the only.
It is Sean Black in the building. Once again, how you doing?
Okay.
Yeah, by the way, it is October the 1st. So happy October 1st to people that celebrate October the 1st for whatever their reasoning is. I know this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so for those that are listening to us and are survivors or know of people that have gone through breast cancer survival, we thank you for listening, and we're thinking of you this month and every month.
Okay, yeah, whatever. But besides that,
he's all heart.
Of course. The number to call is 347-989-8402. The number once again is 347-989-8402. I have K-Dog on the line. I will get to you in a few minutes, but first, Sean Black, are you ready to piss some people off?
Why not?
Okay. Talking about pissing people off, besides the hot rod, I have to go to my major mentor, Kanye West. For some reason, you like that, right? I know.
He's got that down pat.
Yeah. Kanye was knowing how to piss people off, but is he entitled to it, or does he have the right to speak his own mind? What I'm talking about is this past weekend on a NBC show, Saturday Night Live, he performed his songs, and he had his hat, the red hat, the hat that Kato wear himself all the time. The Make America Great Again hat.
Of course,
a lot of people criticize him, blah, blah, blah. You should not be wearing that hat. And, of course, he threw a little bit of rant on stage that he was being bullied about not wearing the hat. Well, he gave out a speech that has, whether people agree with you or not, do what's in your heart. Speak with your mind. And basically do what you want to do, whether people agree with you or not. Now, my question to you, Sean Black. Yes, I know how you feel about Kanye West. But overall, despite, of course, you don't agree with everything that he said, and we both agree that he does have some mental health issues, especially after the death of his mother, is he right to a certain degree to speak your mind, support who you want to support, despite the consequences?
Well, he's right to speak his mind. I mean, he stated, I think he had gotten interviewed by TMZ the day after, the Sunday after the his kind of blow-up or stuff, et cetera. And he basically was saying along the lines of the same thing. I agree as far as he has the right and the freedom to say certain things. And you have, in this country, you have the right, because of the First Amendment, to freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom to express yourself. But, as you've heard me say on this show millions and millions of times before, freedom of speech does not absolve you of freedom of consequence. Big difference. And as we've talked about Kanye before, we just talked about him and his potential mental instability since his mother's passed, and he's been searching and going through certain things. He's kind of gone out of a spiral. This isn't the only part of the story, which is kind of crazy. I'll bring this up. He took to Twitter. I think it was shortly after the Saturday Night Live appearance, and he brought up the fact of slavery. Abolishing the 13th Amendment. Now, this has to be brought up because I believe this is something that he has wanted to talk about before. For those that don't realize what the 13th Amendment is in the Constitution, the 13th Amendment was put into the Constitution, which literally has abolished slavery as something in this country. And he wants to basically just get rid of the 13th Amendment. And he came up with some sort of excuse or some kind of explanation of, you know, why he feels that that's the case, and it's symbolism. His ideas are all over the place. It's like grabbing silly putty and throwing it against the wall, seeing whatever sticks. I don't know what's going on with this guy. I don't know what he's doing. As we've said, he does have freedom of speech, but there is consequence to that speech. And what he's saying is very dangerous, and also it makes you wonder if he even knows what he's talking about. Because as an African-American, knowing what goes on in this country, what has gone on in this country, and what continues to go on in this country, why would you even bring that up and say it in such a way and think that any African-American that listens to him is going to actually agree with that assertion? It's dangerous ground.
Well, before I go to you, K-Dog, a lot of people do agree with Kanye West, so be careful with that statement, Sean Black. Remember, everybody has followers, everybody has fans. And people listen to something that someone has said. We have fans. Some people agree with me, some people agree with you. And but Sean and I could both agree that no one agreed with K-Dog and what he had to say. But K-Dog, go right ahead.
Oh my goodness! What's up, everybody?
How you doing, man?
Hey, doing all right. What I gotta say about the whole Kanye West thing is that, you know, yes, he has a right to say what he wants to say and stuff, but everybody knows that Kanye, he's been known for ranting and raving for the longest. I mean, time and time again, we hear him bringing up controversy. Time and time again, we hear of his rants and stuff. And now he's taking it to a much more different level. You know, and Sean, you were the one that said it's a dangerous road that he took. Yeah, when he said that we should abolish I'm like, the brother's gone mad.
But, okay, I'm sorry. I'm not arguing with that statement completely. Like,
right.
They say, okay, you know, not to piss off the African American. Why is that? Because
right.
We knew the history of 12 slavery, something like that, whatever that movie was.
12 years
because of
slavery.
Because we know roots. Because of all that slavery, maybe we should know, maybe his fans or the people should know more about slavery. But remember, like I said before, he has a strong base following, just like Donald Trump, just like anybody else, just like us. So,
I mean,
do you think overall he's doing it to get attention?
You know, here's what I got to say about this. The whole thing when it comes to getting attention. Kanye always knew how to get attention because, like I said before, he's been known for ranting and raving and doing some real, some of the things he does is kind of like off the damn wall. But Kanye, the way he did it on Saturday Night Live, I mean, showing up with a MAGA hat and wearing a Colin Kaepernick shirt, I mean, what are you trying to say? What is it that you're trying to say? You know, that's the question I have to ask.
I'm sorry, but I think what he's trying to say is, despite how much we all think about Trump to a certain degree, and yes, K-Dog, I know how you feel about Trump, you may agree with some of the things that Trump has done. I'm just saying in general, some people may agree, like Kanye West. I agree for some of the stuff that Donald Trump did or said. Same thing with Colin Kaepernick. You know, I agree with you sometimes. I agree with Sean sometimes. But we both could agree on some type of level. Maybe that could be it. Or he's just being an oxymoron and calling something black, the other one white. Sean?
What I think Kanye is doing, that whole yin and yang duplicity that he's trying to do, if this is his
Sean, he did say balance. We need a balance.
But yeah, but if that's what he's getting at, when you have the MAGA hat and the Colin Kaepernick, which is a complete antithesis of each other as far as what they both stand for. Now, at the same time, if you're looking at what is going on, as I stated earlier, this is very dangerous from this sense. Kanye has millions and millions of followers. We already know that. And in the things that he is saying and the things that he has done, there's also there's some similarities between himself and the president in the sense that they both come across as very, very narcissistic and at the same time with some kind of a godlike complex. Now, obviously, we're no psychiatrists or psychologists, so we can't really diagnose what may be going on with him. But you can look at some of the things that he's said and done over the years, and they come across very similar, not necessarily in the sense of Kanye lying or whatever, because we don't know in what instances whether he's just lying or if he's living within a delusion, where we definitely can document what the president has said and done to maybe make himself feel better, to look stronger to his base, whatever the reasoning is, we know that. As far as Kanye goes right now, because of the fact that he has so many followers, because of the fact that his music makes so many people rich, 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 the problem with that is when you have younger people listening to him and listening to his message and not knowing what his message is trying to convey, there's an inherent danger with how he's saying what he's saying without actually tempering it with some kind of understanding and a level of intelligence that would actually make sense for what he's saying. And that is the problem, that no one knows what's going on with Kanye. And it seems like he's going deeper and deeper into the mental abyss. And we will not know what's going on with that until it's probably too late.
Too late, or like I said before, it could be just over to get attention, or he's playing mind games.
So you think he's crazy like a fox, in other words?
You know what? I would stick to my guts and say yes, crazy like a fox. Because I've seen this type of mind games by people, the same things to get attention out there, because people will buy. Like Kanye West came out with his $1,000 sneakers. Everybody say nobody gonna buy that for $1,000. They're ugly. Mm-hmm. But guess what? There are people, aka we might call them idiots, who will spend their 3 paychecks to go buy those sneakers.
Which makes
no
sense.
That's the scary part. It makes no sense to you or to I, but to them and them. Once again, this is your life. You do what you want to do. You say what you want to say. Face the consequences or not. If you don't care what people think about you, go for it. And that's what I like. I did like Kanye West's message that night. Don't be controlled. Despite, like Sean say best, we all have to agree to disagree. That will make our show and other shows great.
Exactly.
I can't stand you two. I can't stand you two guys. There's truth to that. But at the same time, I accept it for what you guys tell me all the time, along with other callers on the show. So, for once, I take Kanye's side. I'll be the good guy here, while you guys bash Kanye as usual. But
you might actually be the bad guy in that sense, depending on how you look at it.
Yeah, because, because a lot of people, because what he did was that he raised a lot of controversy with some of the things he said, like his vocal support for Donald Trump and, of course, like I said before, with him saying, we should get rid of the 13th Amendment. I mean, at this, here's what happened in the crowd, in the audience of the Saturday Night Live show. If anyone saw the video, there was a huge amount of boos, and of course, you looked at the cast of Saturday Night Live; they were shaking their heads.
And he's also made a false statement in the sense that he felt bullied by the cast. Because I don't know if people realize this, but all of the time, he wasn't the first choice to be the musical guest on Saturday Night Live. It was Ariana Grande, but she pulled out because of whatever personal reasons. So he took over. But what the thing is that when they started doing the promotion for the commercials of the show, he was wearing that MAGA hat in all of the commercials. So for him to say that the staff bullied him with it,
nobody
people didn't realize he was wearing the hat in the commercials leading up to the premiere of the show. So
no, I disagree. I'm sorry, Sean, I disagree. He was not talking about his, the staff. The staff did not say anything. It was his own people that told him not to go out there. You'll call it controversy. But Kanye say, what Kanye West say, screw it. The staff cannot, the Saturday Night Live, like as you say it, he went to promos.
Mm-hmm.
Why do it now? You know, Saturday Night Live may not agree with it or did not like it, but I believe they did not stop him of doing it or told him not to go out there. He's done everything else that's bizarre. Wearing a hat is just ad hoc to the list of million things that he's done already, you know.
Yeah, but most people in the African-American community know. In their eyes, the ones that are offended by what Donald Trump stands for and are offended by the actual phraseology and the actual origin, anything that MAGA hat stands for,
the
ones
right.
that see that were thoroughly offended by the fact that an African-American would wear that, knowing in their mind, knowing what we know about President Trump and how much of a racist he's portrayed himself and all of the other things that have happened, that an African-American entertainer who has millions and millions of followers would actually wear the hat. But at the same time,
mm-hmm.
as I stated before, he has a freedom of expression, freedom of speech to do that. But there's consequence to everything that he's doing. And when you have that freedom
right.
of speech, you have to have freedom of speech responsibly. And that is the
you
thing that
to.
Is being missed in this whole discussion.
You know, there's a saying, though, that says, loose lips sink ships. And when you're going around, it's like it makes you look reckless when you're talking reckless, you know, especially like Kanye West. You know, it's just kind of shows a lot of, like, you'll be prepared to receive a lot of backlash, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, Sean knows I have a Donald Trump hat. I have a Donald Trump shirt. Does that make me a bad person? Do you guys hate me now because I have my own stuff of Donald Trump? That make you guys think differently on me now because I have Donald Trump shirt and hat? You've seen a picture of it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Yeah, matter of fact, Hot Rod showed me the picture, but what was it, the day you got it or the day after you got
yeah.
it?
Oh, damn.
You know, but at the same time, I'm not going to lie. I'm not wearing it out in the hood because I don't want to get shot, but, you know,
exactly.
I still have the hat. But let's go on to the main event topic. I was waiting for Tisha,
right.
but I guess she can't make it on tonight. Oh, speak of the devil, I think she's here. Hold on
one second.
Hello?
Hey, Gary. Hello?
Oh, it's Max.
Hey
Max.
Going on?
Hey, what's up?
What's up, Gary? What's going on?
Okay.
Are you guys
expecting
somebody
else? Long time no hear. How you doing?
Oh, my God.
Hey, man.
For some reason, I woke up and I was just saying, let me see the call.
Okay. Hold on. And I got Tisha. Hello, Tisha's on the line.
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
Okay.
You sound very happy yourself.
You know, she was too busy crying about Brett Kavanaugh, whatever his name is, you know.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
The man of the hour.
She feel bad for this guy, yes. She really feel bad for this guy. So that's why she sounds like this right now.
Oh,
is it
please.
I like Tisha?
No, that's wrong.
Oh, my
okay.
goodness.
Well, I say this topic just for you because I'm sure we have a lot to talk about this Brett guy. So, Sean, do you think it was a right call that they hold out on the voting process for the quote-unquote FBI to investigate the sexual assault that happened, 35 years ago?
Well, of course, if you're going to have somebody that's going to be getting a lifelong job. We're talking about a Supreme Court justice job, which is one of the more coveted jobs this country can give you, or that you can earn, I should say. They don't give you the job. You're supposed to earn it. Basically, Brett Kavanaugh is going into those confirmation hearings for a job interview. It's not the same as like a quote-unquote criminal investigation, but yet if you're going to give somebody on the premise of being a judge and being honorable and actually calling forth the statutes of the law and being law abiding, et cetera, and they're supposed to have these values, et cetera, if you have anything in your past, sexual assault allegations, murder investigations, any kind of proclivities to anything that's going to be looked at as something negative to you, that has to be checked out. And in this process, there's something that has to be looked at. And the FBI needed to look at this whole thing because of all the allegations that were going on. And we looked at Christine Blasey Ford, who is the first known accuser of Brett Kavanaugh, going into all of this stuff. And she passed, although we know the those lie detector tests are not admissible in a court, but when you're looking at something along the lines of a confirmation and you have enough maybe credible evidence to be able to bring something up, it has to be investigated. You have to look into it, and you have to make sure that that's the case, because it's looked at in the eyes of other people that the Republican Party is trying to push this guy in to get the votes that they need for their own agenda. So if that is the case, this is something that has to be done to make sure that there's nothing else behind it.
Okay. Tisha, do you care about this type of situation, this type of case, especially involving the hashtag MeToo movement, hashtag Time's Up movement?
I don't know why we keep bringing up the movement, but it's the same thing that Sean said as far as it being an interview. It's no different than you doing a background check and so forth. This came up in his background. They're checking it out. They need to see what's going on with this. Don't forget that he's going to be making, you know, decisions on people's lives and things like that if he's appointed to the Supreme Court. So, yes, I do think that they should do a thorough investigation on him.
I really want to say that, but go ahead, Sean.
He's going to be, if he does get confirmed, for the most part, he's going to be the deciding vote on a lot of things, including Roe versus Wade, including a lot of other things that are there on the docket that a lot of the Republican Party has been trying to get votes on and move forward. And if you're going to have somebody that is extremely conservative, Anthony Kennedy, who was the judge that stepped down and retired earlier this year, to have this particular spot open, then this is somebody that the Republicans are trying to get in and confirm as quickly as possible. And then when all of this stuff has happened, it's crazy.
Yeah, but to Tisha, I'm like, I understand why you're saying why everything has to be first in the MeToo movement, because this is a big awareness. This is a big MeToo movement right now. We haven't heard a big case like this. This is Anita Hill, Clarence Thomas, and that was like, what, 1995 or something like that?
1991.
Yeah,
that was 1991.
Thank you, K-Dog.
You're welcome.
But then, look how long ago since then. And like Sean Talk brought this up to me last week. If we had heard about this situation a few years ago, I guarantee you would probably be brought up to our attention, but pushed underneath the covers right now, underneath the rug, like everything else, because of the way society is. Oh, a man and a woman, they had a confrontation or a sexual assault. It happens all the time. But now with so-called society changing, and everybody having open-minded, and so-called hashtag Me Too, this is huge right now. Just like the
I don't
CBS
think
guy.
It's so much Me Too. I think it's so much more a person that Trump wants to put in place for certain things that he wants overturned. I don't even look at it as far as the Me Too movement. Sure, the Me Too movement has given certain people strength to come out and speak about certain things that has happened to them, whether it was 35 years ago or 35 weeks ago. But as far as that goes, we're talking about something that's so political right now, far beyond the Me Too movement, where it shows a person of power or a party of power that thinks they can control and run everything and push everything to the way that they want it. So let's see if it really goes like that.
Exactly. All right, we're about that.
Okay, before I go to you, Mac, I want to throw my vote in right now. Do not be surprised, do not be upset when he wins Friday. And that's what, and he becomes a judge. That's what I'm saying. Go ahead, Max.
Well, I agree with you. He's going to win. He's getting in. Kavanaugh is going to be the judge.
So let's be honest, Matt. Do you think this is like a waste of time and taxpayers' money that we're going through all this, or this is talk, or this is proper protocol to make everybody
It's protocol.
Good?
It's protocol. They're just going through the same protocol. They want to make sure that, out of respect, they follow through all the guidelines just to show everybody they're doing their job. That's it. That's it.
Hey, dog.
Well, what I gotta say is this: is that this is very political, but this is all part of the, and should they do an investigation? Of course they should. But however, unfortunately, we've seen this time and time again, and he's, you know, nothing's gonna be done to him. He's not gonna be punished for whatever it is he did. That's the sad part about it.
Well, I think that's a sad part overall. And, you know, if you have to pick, guys, I'm just for the guys, do you believe Ford or Brett's story? Let's be honest over here. Tisha, stay out of it for a minute, then I'll go to the new caller. Start with you, Sean. Who do you believe right away?
Right away?
If you have to pick. And when you hear the stories.
I would believe, if listening to both sides, I'm believing much more so her story. And the reasoning why is because there were just so many things that she brought up. The one thing, the couple things that she couldn't fully remember. She couldn't remember as far as where the house was, that the explaining where this party was, for those that didn't know, that there was a party that she claimed that she was at when she was 15. She couldn't really claim where that was. But she said she remembers being at the party. She remembers certain instances that happened as well. But as I stated before, she took a lie detector test, and she passed it. Now, Senator Dick Durbin actually made a quote which actually makes sense for a lot of these instances when we hear about the accusers. And his quote is, "A polished liar can create a seamless story, but a trauma survivor cannot be expected to remember every painful detail." And what we have seen in display is we've seen a lot of people who are powerful men, mostly powerful white men, that have this power to delineate certain things or certain values or certain jobs, back away from these sexual assault accusations and back away from certain things because they don't want to be stained by getting, as they call it, getting primary, meaning knowing that anything you say negatively against this whole situation will be remembered by a constituent when it's time to vote in primary time. Now, this whole thing actually did some positives, even if Brett Kavanaugh does get confirmed. Because if you remember hearing about all of the people that called in the National Network for, I should say, it's called RAIN, the Rape, Abuse, and Incest National Network. Their calls, since this whole trial went up 201% from people all over the country who 20, 30, 40 years ago had some sort of sexual assault or a rape that happened that they never reported, actually come out and call and ask and say things and get going just because of what happened at this confirmation hearing. And it goes to show you, based on the way that this whole thing was treated, why women who have been assaulted, have been molested, raped, etc., don't feel the need or don't have the strength to come out and say anything because they're afraid they're going to get ripped apart. And this has been proven.
Okay.
Can I say something? I don't want to disrespect you. I want to say this. It's not who I think, who I believe more. It's who I'm more impressed. I'm more impressed with Kavanaugh, Steve Bannon, Donald Trump, and that whole organization because they're organized.
Yeah.
They're focusing on their agenda, and that's what everybody else is behind. We're not focused. They don't care about how you feel about them. They're going to go on and do what they need to do. They have a task and they have an agenda. They're going to overturn everything that was done previously. That's their goal.
And I think that was evidenced by the fact that based on what was going on, they were going to still, without the investigation, they were going to vote Kavanaugh in literally the day after the confirmation hearings. So that goes to show you, they could say on the outside the nice things to say, oh, we want to be sensitive, we want to have the right things to say, and we want to make sure that. They even had a female sex crime prosecutor, her name was Rachel Mitchell, to actually go and ask Dr. Ford the questions, to make it look like they were sensitive to everything that you said. But the bottom line was, if the FBI wasn't going to do this investigation, and the only reason why it happened is because Senator Jeff Flake got cornered in an elevator.
Don't you realize they're going to reestablish the pecking order? That's what they're doing. Bannon has said this before. We're going to reestablish the pecking order. They're going to take over what was done before. They want to make sure they get back their position. Gender has nothing to do with this. They want their position back. Their party.
Okay. And that goes with status, et cetera, et cetera. And we know those are the kinds of things that happen.
K-Dog? K-Dog, are you there?
I guess not. Oh, maybe he's so shocked by the subject matter and kind of threw him off.
You can hear me?
Yes, K-Dog.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh, you can hear me now? Okay, good. Yeah, because, well, the truth is that do I believe in what she's saying? Yes, she's testifying. She's giving account of what happened to her, especially the trauma, because like I've stated before, when it comes to rape, it is the worst crime that could ever happen to a woman. It
hold
could
on,
leave
on,
a woman
on,
traumatized.
It wasn't rape.
Yeah.
It was sexual.
It wasn't rape.
It wasn't rape. Two separate incidents.
Right. It was
when
a woman is sexual. Let me just say a sexual assault. Okay, correct. I stand corrected. A sexual assault. When it comes to a woman being sexually assaulted, it does leave a trauma. It is a very traumatic experience. And with that being said, like who said it? Like they don't care what they do, because listen, the bottom line is this: is that when you're privileged and you commit a crime knowing that you're able to get away with it, what do you care about what the victim has to say? You know, and that's the sad part about it.
Tisha, now you're the gentleman part. What do you have to say about that? Which side do you believe? And do you believe, if you do believe in the woman's side, because as a woman you felt similar to her stories or you felt emotionally with her?
It has nothing to do with me being a woman with that to believe her, but I do believe her sincerity with it. I looked at his body language about when he spoke about certain things, his body language when he was questioned about certain things. I don't really believe his story.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Well, this is what, before I go to the other corner, this is what I think overall. Of course, something always happens, and there's always three sides to every story. But I would give Brett credit if he admitted that, listen, it was a party or whatever, 17, 18 years old, we was drinking. And, of course, at that stage, you know, almost runs wild, puberty and all that other stuff. If something did happen close to a sexual assault and he admitted to that, I would give him credit for that part if he meant, like, listen, I was drunk, I don't recall or what happened. I could believe that story a little bit overall compared to saying nothing happened overall. Because
well, he kind of did in his statement, Hot Rod, when he said, you know, something did happen to her, but it wasn't him. So then what do you know about what happened when
he contradicted himself? You get what I'm saying?
So it's like...
That's what I'm saying. If he just admitted, like, listen, I was there that night, maybe something happened, maybe something might have happened, I could have blacked out, I don't remember, it happened so long time ago, I will probably give that story credit. Because you know what? You guys may criticize this. Stuff like this happens all the time, unfortunately. Young people do get out, get drunk, get high, whatever. And unfortunately, bad things happen that some people don't remember. I have guys that make out with other girls, they don't remember due to alcohol and drug abuse. You guys know I'm a party animal. So I see these things all the time.
Oh, my goodness.
You guys know I drink. And I don't remember what I did. I don't remember what I did for my birthday. And that was 2 weeks ago. I'm 42 years old. So
damn.
I'm just saying, I'm not making excuses for him entirely. But I'm just saying, if he has just admitted that something did happen, just say, listen, it happened 35 years ago. I screw up. But at that point, if he had told you the truth, Tisha, do you accept the apology for that?
No, you know why I don't? And it's not because of his apology and so forth. It's because of, don't forget why Donald Trump wants him appointed. He wants him appointed especially for abortion rights. You understand
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? So here goes a man that's going to admit that, oh, he violated a woman, but then you're able to be the final decision to say, okay, you should not have an abortion for whatever your reason may be. You have no right to tell me what to do, and you just violated my body. That's how I look at it. So it's
yes.
kind of like
mm-hmm.
you're contradicting what you're out there for. So let's be for real. Why would he even say
true.
I violated a woman? But then you're going to tell me I can't violate, quote unquote, my body or do what I need to do. Women just don't have abortions,
right.
oh, because just because they don't want children. I'm not
mm-hmm.
for it, but it's a woman's choice. That's her
hey,
choice,
I,
what she's
going
to
do. I'm not arguing against that, but remember two things that I learned. People change over the years. People could get better. And he's not the only one with skeletons in his closet. Those senators and those other judges, they all have some wrongdoing. But they're still making
oh,
decisions in our daily lives every day. And that's what
okay,
people
so they're
realize.
Not making
a lot of final
decisions that the Supreme
no.
Court is going to be
and,
making over all of the courts. The final decision.
The same,
you know what? It's
so
like,
same
it's like
senators.
Hold on, hold on, hold on. Hold on one second. Hold on, hold on. Hold on. Give
oh,
it
go
to
ahead.
Sean first, then K-Dog, then I give
all
it to
Sean.
Me after that. Go all ahead, right. Sean.
Those same senators that seem to not, you know, that probably have the skeletons in the closet are the ones that don't oppose anything. The ones that are giving the pushback, the ones that are actually going to go out and say against what's going on, seem to be the ones that are either not running for re-election or are retiring from Congress, from the Senate, et cetera. Like Jeff Flake, who is not going to be up for re-election again. And I told this to the Hot Rod because I heard this earlier today in the news. Senator Jeff Flake from Arizona basically stated, if he was running for re-election, he would not have brought up the FBI investigation. That is the most telling thing there. That suggestion of saying we need to get an FBI investigation wouldn't have happened. Now, the Anita Hill
yeah.
thing that happened way back in 1991, there was an FBI investigation involved. And that whole thing was about her being talked down to sexually, talking about her breast size and all of these things that happened in the workplace. That's in 1991. So the similarities are this kind of thing happening at the workplace and going ahead and getting the FBI investigation, where we have this, whom we may have two, three, maybe four other potential accusers, and there would have been no investigation. That's the juxtaposition that you have between these two cases, but yet there's similarity involved. Because when you're looking at the male, if the shoe was on the other foot, and it was her having to be going through that same reaction that Brett Kavanaugh had with the outburst and the tears and all of the other stuff, he would have been looked at completely different. Oh, she's an angry woman and all of the other excuses, et cetera, et cetera. But Kavanaugh, he showed passion. He showed conviction. He's defending himself. It would have been a completely different story. And for the reasons that you said, Tisha, is like one of the reasons why I firmly are behind the female in this instance, because this is what is going on way too many times.
And before I go to K-Dog, that passion you talk about, Sean, other guys, we were talking about this in my job. If that was you on stage, or, you know, in the hot seat, how you reacted, and I told people the truth, I would probably react the same way with anger, you know, trying to, you know, clear my name, defend myself. I would not cry like a little bitch, you know, with the fake tears. But, you know what, I could see a man being angry, upset about this, because we hear about these cases over and over again. That's K-Dog, then Brother B.
All right. Well, I do believe her and what she's saying, because she is a victim, and it's sad that what happened to her. And, you know, to see that some people feel privileged to do whatever they want to do to others because they know they could get away with it because for some, like, some privilege. And
okay. K-Dog. All right.
I guess you got to get a new carrier.
Yeah. All right, K-Dog. I'll play your home phone better, K-Dog. Brother B, you're on the air. 347?
Yeah, hello. This is Rima.
Rima, I'm sorry. I thought you were Brother B. I'm so sorry to keep you holding.
It's all right.
Oh, God. That means you're ready to fight with me tonight. Okay, let me get ready. Let's go, Rima. Let's go. I'm ready.
You guys are bouncing around, so I wanted to know if there was a specific question.
Oh, so who? Okay. Do you firmly believe the four story, or you believe Brett's story a little bit, or you believe there's more to the story that no one would may never know?
Well, I always believe there's three sides to the story, and that's going to be Brett's story. What's the female name, Christy? And
Christine
the
Blasey Ford. Yeah.
Right, and the absolute
Ford.
But I would say this. I would say that I believe Miss... You said Christy what?
Christine Blasey Ford.
Okay, so I'm going to refer to her as Miss Ford. So I'm going to say that I believe Miss Ford's testimony. I believe it because she was able to recount most of what happened so long ago. And the details of her story is consistent with her telling her therapist, as well as her telling her husband why she needed two exits in the house, her telling her friends without saying the actual person name. She's told a lot of people about the incident prior to actually bringing it up in as of recently, 2018. And I also look at the fact that the way she answers questions, she's answering them open and honestly, and not to really take up too much time, because the polygraph actually tells that she was telling the truth. That's what the polygraph says. Now, Brett's character, and I think this is really all about character. I don't think it's necessarily did he do it, did he not do it, because this is not a criminal case. But I think it does go to his character, and should this person who is accused or guilty of these type of acts, should he sit on the Supreme Court justice, right?
Exactly.
And so what I think is most important here is not necessarily the timing of when Ms. Ford brought this up, or whether it's true or not true. If we're going to the character of this person was appointed by Trump late. He got put on that list late. So in 2006, whatever Supreme Justice that Trump picked, he was not on that list in 2016, nor was he on it in 2017. As Cory Booker had brought out, he didn't get on the list until he made a statement that a president should not be subject to a criminal investigation. We all know that Trump is under criminal investigation right now for his ties with Russia and his campaign. So is there a motive? This is definitely political, right? This is political to say, should he serve as a Supreme Court justice, where he's going to have supreme power, and where this is a guy that could basically alleviate Trump of more of his wrongdoings, you know, just basically covering up everything. They have the right people on their team.
So basically what you're saying is what our friend Max said earlier, they have their plan, they have their agenda, as in the works. That's the bottom line. This is their plan, part of the master plan.
Yeah.
Can I add something up to that? Can I add something to this? You guys have another point? This, what you're saying, Rodney, this question you're asking, that's a PC question. Nobody, they don't care no more whose side you are. They're going to go through with this. They're going to reestablish everything. They take this back. We're audience. We're sitting back and watching this happen. Whether you guys like it or not, they're getting the job done.
And you know what? And like I told Sean, it's funny that our caller from Singapore last week called us and told us, like, everything that's going on right now is just pure entertainment. And, you know, we just basically got into this type of entertainment. Like,
exactly.
Like, overall, like, you know, despite how we feel about Brett or Ford, in all true reality, do we really care about this? Let's be honest overall. Or this is just another day, and like I told Sean earlier, reality TV. But does they have drama, comedy, you know, suspense? Overall, do we really care about this, or we're just going with the flow?
You know, overall, it should come up as a wake-up call because it shows what the country really stands for. Sean, you had mentioned that senator, I forgot what his name is, but that was from a 60-minute interview
yes.
when he said that he's not running. And he himself also said, quote, unquote, because, like, the Republican Party is not what it used to be. So he sees the corruption that's going on right now. He doesn't want to represent that either. So we should take a look at that when he comes out and says that.
I'm sorry, he got called out.
All right, he got called out. We know what it is, but
it
raises a red flag.
Red flag was he got called out in the elevator, and, like, you know what? He got stuck in the elevator by two ladies screaming at him, and the cameras were right there. Guarantee you, if there was in the staircase, he'd be running for his life. And none of that maybe what happened. That was a game changer. The elevator, yes. Well, let's be honest. He's crooked like everybody else.
And there's an interesting thing as a side note to everything that you just brought up. There was another politician from St. Cloud, Minnesota, state representative. His name is Jim Knobloch. He was going to go for re-election, his re-election campaign for state representative. He basically dropped out of the race in Minnesota because he was alleged to have molested his daughter from age 9 for a 10-year span. And his daughter actually came out and said that, you know, he'd been molesting me and press up against me, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And he basically said he suspended his campaign because he didn't want to try this in public. And my daughter, I love her, but she's making things up, et cetera, et cetera. But yet he suspended his campaign. So as I stated earlier, what we're seeing now are a lot of these politicians and people that have power that are going through these kinds of things are now bringing a lot of this to the forefront. And I don't know if you want to say that it's the Me Too movement that's spearheading a lot of this, if it's just a residual effect of the awareness of this Me Too movement, but it has some kind of effect in some instances where something like this would have probably been swept under the rug and pushed to the side, where we're getting a lot more attention to a lot of these politicians, lawyers, et cetera, that are going through this in government, and they're not necessarily, quote-unquote, getting away with it, so to speak.
Okay.
And you know what else? Can I say something real quick with what Sean just said? It also goes back to the whole Republican and the white Christianity and we're perfect type stuff, that we're not going to get caught out there molesting our daughters and doing sexual assaults and things like that. But you are getting caught out there, no different than the priest or anyone else that was doing it. So you guys are not as righteous as you think.
Oh, of course.
No.
There's an overall piety that goes on with a lot of these instances. So.
Oh, okay. And I want to bring this up to bring my attention because I miss her so much. with last week, we have Brett and we have Bill Cosby. Similar situations with different results. Are you surprised that Bill Cosby went to, well, of course he found guilty, but he's going to jail compared to Brett, that he's on trial right now, but most likely will get a lifetime job? Are you surprised by that? And do you see that as another example of white privilege?
It's definitely an example of white privilege. I'm not necessarily surprised, just disappointed. It's not that I didn't expect for Bill Cosby to go to prison. I feel like, you know, if he got found guilty for what he got found guilty for doing, then he should pay a price for that. But I think that they didn't weigh the crime that happened at the time so long ago to the present time and for what all that he's done. So what I'm trying to say is I'm not saying he doesn't deserve to pay a price, because he does, but for an 82-year-old legally blind man to serve 3 to 10 years in prison, is not just that he's a celebrity or he's a star, he's actually given so much to communities of color and to communities, period. But, you know, the average person who doesn't have any money or anything, you know, a lot of people who commit rape or molest their kids, they're not they don't even serve that kind of time, just a regular person off the street. So I was only shocked by the extreme sentence because they've already taken so much from him. So to give him a 3 to 10, that's basically like you lynched him, in my opinion. As far as Kavanaugh's situation, is definitely white privilege, and the way that he carries himself on stand as if he just know that this is not going to go anywhere. I'm going to be sitting there. He feels very entitled because why? He has Trump backing him, and they know what they're plotting, and it's not, we're not privy to that information. However, what we are privy to is the knowledge that this FBI, so-called FBI investigation is like peripheral, you know, it's going to be limited. So Trump is saying, number one, that the only person that whoever, the, I don't know his last name, the Mark guy who was there who allegedly sexually assaulted
Mark
George,
Judge.
Right.
Mark Judge,
that he's not being subpoenaed, and I think he's an obvious key witness if you're trying to get to the truth.
He's actually finally helping the FBI investigation. I think he said he would try and help out.
Basically.
Whatever that, how
basically.
Much help that is you can decipher that for yourself, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but they also said that he's also not allowing evidence about his alcohol problem. He has an alcohol problem, according to, you know, students that he went to Yale with.
He said he liked to drink beer. That's about it. He drank a lot of beer. It doesn't mean he has an alcoholic problem like the hot rod, you know. Wait a minute, I don't have
right.
an alcoholic
mm-hmm.
problem.
Yeah.
No.
Also,
That's not the point. The point is that there's already been a lot of witnesses that have been speaking to news personnel, reporters, and things like that about, you know, they've been inquiring about Kavanaugh's behavior while he's drunk. And they've interviewed a lot of the students that he went to Yale with. And some students say he's a good guy, while other students recall him being sloppy drunk, slurring, stumbling, obnoxious. And this is a lot of different people who are saying how he behaves when he drinks to the point of oblivion. And that is a key evidence when we're talking about the fact that this happened to Ms. Forge. He's claiming that he was so past drunk, past oblivion. And they're also not allowing his polygraph as evidence either.
And the crazy part about it is we know that this is not a criminal investigation, although the FBI will look into the background, and even the president said that there's no scope as to what they can do. They can look at whatever they need, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
In general, we know the overall arch that's going on between the president and what he's trying to do with Kavanaugh, and we are looking at a person on a job interview, and you're looking at serious character flaws that are going to be on a man who's supposed to be getting a long-term lifetime job where he has to carry the oath and not lie under oath. Because based on all of this, if this is coming out in the investigation that he has lied under oath, that would immediately disqualify him for this job. And that is what everybody is trying to find out from his past, and will it lead into his future?
Okay, Matt?
Of course it is.
Yes.
Well, what would you like to add on?
Oh, I mean about the comparison between Cosby and Kavanaugh?
Yes. Yes.
Well, it's obvious. You know, Cosby was put there as an example for whether you're a lesbian, African-American, or you're a Democrat. You can be put there if you have a voice and money. You're going to be in state. You'll be in trouble. If you end up Trump society, you'll be protected. So it's a lesson for Oprah Winfrey, Ellen DeGeneres, or any of these people that's outside from that party, do not cross them.
And it also goes to show you that if you are like a Bill Cosby as far as being African-American with power, you'd better make sure that you have no skeletons in your closet, and be
as squeaky clean as you possibly could. There's no such thing as a clean person.
That's why I threw on Oprah Winfrey. That's why I threw on Oprah Winfrey and Ellen DeGeneres, because they have power, but who's to say they don't have anything in their closet?
Exactly.
But you know what it is? Everything is what it is. This is how everything comes out, because what you're putting in the dark will come into the light. That's a famous saying. Now, with the difference with Kavanaugh and with Bill Cosby, if that's not white privilege, I don't know what is. Because you look at the status, you look at the status of what happened. I mean, Bill Cosby, and like Rima said, an 81-year-old man, he was they labeled him as dangerous. If you want to know, they labeled him as dangerous. And he was immediately taken into jail. Well, meanwhile, there are others who have committed crimes of sexual assault, and they're allowed to roam around like nothing happened. No, time and time again, we hear about this. I'm like I said, if this ain't white privilege, then what is?
I have nothing to say about that overall. Oh, well. Okay. We got 4 minutes left. It's time for our... I'm sorry. My producer's texting me right now. He wants to hear our relationship question of the night. So,
okay.
Ladies. Ladies, when you date someone for the first time and have a right one-night stand, would that ruin the chances of a future relationship? Rima?
I would say there's no straight-up answer to that. It would just depend how it all goes down.
Mm. Oh, wow, Rima.
Tisha? Tisha?
No, hell to the no. No, 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 no.
Okay,
I don't know.
Well,
that might just send the wrong message. I don't think so.
I say, well, before I say something, because I'm the pervert here.
Uh-oh.
K-Dog?
Uh-oh.
Go ahead, K-Dog.
It depends on how it all goes down.
Okay, you guys are being boring. Max?
Yeah. One night stand is French benefit. I love it.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
When you have a one night stand.
Let me tell you something right now. There's a lot of people that you know that I did it with one night stand. You know these ladies, but I'm going to shut my mouth.
Oh my God, Max.
Max, leave it up to Max.
You want it some fun? I'm getting it done.
No,
this
is what I like.
I'm going to keep this secret.
But Max, you meet a girl at the bar, you get to know her name, and you take her to a location, take care of business. You think you want to have a relationship with someone that you just met and have a one night stand with? Do you think that's like,
you
know, oh, she's too easy?
No, it's fun. What's wrong with you? Do it again.
Oh, Max.
Okay.
Well, I know Sean asked already, but Sean, you have a minute to answer the question. Go ahead.
I've never had a one night stand as far as meeting one person and going and you know, doing like that. I'm a very relationship oriented person. That's just me. You know.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we all can't be the playboy like the hot rod. We all know about that.
Whoa.
It sounds like Max might have took away that title on that question from him, so I don't know.
I'm a family man now, okay? I cannot do any of these things anymore, you know. So I have to behave myself for the time being. But besides that, no, overall, I think young people, when they have a one-night stand, they don't find respect for the people compared to older people that have one-night stands. It's for, like, different reasons, like, especially if a woman going through a divorce or a major breakup, like her 40s or whatever, she was ready to party hardy and get it out the way. Do you agree, Max, compared to young people?
Well, you know what I normally do? This is one of my tricks to a one-night stand. I've got
30 seconds.
Money for... I have grocery bills money. So I go down to the project. I pick up a girl. Here you go. I'm going to pay for your grocery bills. Let's go. Okay. Yo.
It sounds like some prostitution going on there. What's good?
Oh, damn. All I can say, Max, is don't run for Supreme Court. You might get busted. What?
Yes, yeah, exactly. Yo. They're going to check your background.
Guys. Thank you all. Have a good night.
All right, good night.
Peace out, y'all.
Yes.
All right.